Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Pam Cote, Director of Mitchell County Animal Rescue.
Pam, it is good to see you again. You got a big party coming up. 35 years?
35 years. Can you believe it? Yes. Mitchell County Animal Rescue is celebrating our 35th anniversary, and we decided we needed to go all out and have a big party. So we're going to do just that. We're having a party. It's called Paws in the Park. It's going to be held on August 24th from 10 to 2 at the Bakersville Creek Walk Park, and it's free. It's family-friendly. It's dog-friendly. You come on down. You can get free hot dogs or veggie dogs, free popcorn, free bouncy house, free music from Hot Duck Soup, free storytelling. I mean, we got it all. And the highlight is that we're going to do a little strut your mutt walk, which is kind of fun. So you can sign yourself and your dog up, and you can walk for Mitchell County Animal Rescue. You can get your friends and family to sponsor you, and we have all kinds of great prizes at different levels. If you can get different people to sponsor you at different levels, you win prizes like hats and T-shirts and all kinds of fun stuff.
Can I get more information somewhere about it?
You absolutely can on our website. Just go to www.mitchellcountyanimalrescue.org, and we have an event section there. Click on Paws in the Park and everything is there for you. And there's even an online registration form. If you want to sign up to strut your mutt, you can sign up right there.
You can sign up right now and start raising money right now.
Right now you can start raising money and you can win the grand prize.
That's right. And the event is actually on August 24th?
August 24th, which is a Saturday, and that's at the Bakersville Creek Walk Park. And everyone's welcome. It's completely free.
That's really great. In the meantime, the same website, and of course your presence on Facebook and on Pet Finder, you can see a lot of puppies and kittens ready to come home.
Yes, if you follow the link to the Pet Finder on our website, you're going to see every animal that's up for adoption. Sometimes we get a little behind on that if we get a whole lot of them in, but almost everybody's there. We've got puppies, we've got kittens, we've got dogs, we've got full-grown cats, we've got pretty much everything. Barn cats, you know, we have a lot of barn cats right now, and we have a need for an appropriate home for barn cats. Those aren't the cats that maybe want to sit in your lap and watch TV, but those are the cats that might want to work hard for you if you've got a farm, if you've got a ranch, something like that. We need places for barn cats too. So if you have a large barn and a nice place for barn cats to be, call us. We'll get you hooked up with some barn cats.
Hey, that sounds good too. And one thing about it, you do have a lot of animals, and we've talked about that the last two times you and I've been together. You've been at capacity or just a little bit beyond. Foster homes is something you need, but also we want everybody to realize if you are in a situation where you need to surrender an animal, do it.
Absolutely do it. We take care of every animal that comes in here. If you find yourself overwhelmed, if you find yourself with too many pets, if you find yourself with a litter of kittens and you're just not sure what to do, please don't be afraid to call us. You might, if we don't have space, you might have to wait a day or two before you can bring them in. But as soon as we have a cage open, we want you to bring those pets to us because we want them to get the care that they need and we want to find them a loving home. And that's what we're here for. We're here for the community and we're here to help you. So if you need help, you call us. If you have kittens or puppies or a dog or a cat that you need to surrender, please call us and we will find that dog or cat a good home. We also have a pet food bank. If you find yourself in need of some food because you just can't afford it this month or next month or whatever it is, call us. We have a pet food bank. And if you find yourself in need of that, we will provide that for you if we have it.
Okay. And also, if you're listening and you like to take care of animals, consider maybe donating to that pet food bank. And also, you'll put a volunteer or two to work around here, won't you?
I will put a volunteer or three or four to work around here, I tell you what. If you want to volunteer, please come on down. We'd love to have you. The dogs and the cats absolutely love it when they can get out of their cages. They can go for walks. They can play with a toy. And it's so important when we're really full like this because it's really hard for the staff to have enough time to spend an appropriate amount of time with each and every animal. So we really rely on our volunteers to do that for us because they need love. The shelter is a hard place to be, and the sooner that we can get them into a loving home, the better. But while they're here, we want their time to be fun. And so if you'd like to come down and play with an animal or just read to an animal, something like that, if you want to come down and read a book or read a story and just pet a little kitten head or a little doggy head, they would absolutely love that. So we'd love to have you to come on down.
Well, Pam, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us. I know you're busy, and good luck as you go on.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Thank you again to our guests today and yesterday as well, Pam Cote of the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.